Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring Motown solo artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Mary Wells, Brenda Holloway, Stevie Wonder, David Ruffin, Marvin Gaye, Diana Ross, R. Dean Taylor, and Lionel Richie. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature Motown solo artists.
Tom Fallon.
Is that velvet touch that thrills me so? please hold me tight.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown Memory from Stevie Wonder. I Wish, number one in the United States Billboard charts from 1976. Before that, Brenda Holloway, I'll Always Love You, number 60 from 1964, and we start with Mary Wells, Two Lovers, number 7 from 1962. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Allen. This hour, we're featuring Motown solo artists. Well, coming up, a great artist who had a lot of success on his own, but before he was on his own, he was with the Temptations, and that singer is David Ruffin. Well, David Ruffin was born on January 18, 1941, and died on June 1, 1991 of a drug overdose. He was most famous for his work as one of the lead singers of the Temptations from 1964 to 1968. He was the lead voice on such famous songs as My Girl and Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Well, known for his unique, raspy, and anguished tenor vocals, David Ruffin was ranked as one of the 100 greatest singers of all time by Rolling Stone magazine in 2008. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989 for his work with the Temptations. Well, fellow Motown recording artist Marvin Gaye once said, admiring David Ruffin, he was quoted as saying that, "I heard in his voice a strength my own voice lacked." Well, here is David Ruffin and a great song, "I'm So Glad I Fell For You," right here on Motown.
Yesterday my life was filled with sadness. I had little hope of ever finding gladness. All my roads were closed and marked with never more. I had accepted my life to be just a bore. All I did was sit at home and watch and search for tomorrow. That was the only thing from life that I thought I could just borrow. But now my life has changed and the world turned, it's rearranged. 'Cause I found sunshine, yes I did, ha! That shone over the dark hill. Thank you, baby. I know you knew what to do, baby.
something new.
Oh, baby,
honey, to keep me loving you.
Oh, honey,
and with every passing minute, so much joy wrapped up in it.
Diana Ross, and that was called The Boss, reaching number 19 in the United States Billboard charts from 1979. Before that, Marvin Gaye, Your Precious Love, number 5 from 1967. And we start with David Ruffin, I'm So Glad I Fell For You, number 53 from 1969. This is Motown Memories with Tom Allen. We continue to feature some great Motown soul artists. Well, coming up, a song both written and recorded by Canadian singer-songwriter Art Dean Taylor, Indiana Wants Me. Well, the song, Indiana Wants Me, is written from a viewpoint of someone who has murdered a man who insulted his woman. The man is hiding from Indiana police, who eventually catch up with him. Well, R. Dean Taylor wrote the song after watching the movie Bonnie and Clyde. The police siren sounds at the start of the record were removed from some copies supplied to radio stations after complaints that drivers hearing the song on the radio had mistakenly pulled over thinking they were real. The siren is also heard during the instrumentation portion in the middle of the song. Indiana Wants Me became Taylor's first and biggest hit as a performer in the United States, where it rose to number 5 in the Billboard Hot 100 charts in late 1970. Well, here is Indiana Wants Me, R. Dean Taylor, right here on Motown.
Smiling face or touch your hand. If just once more I could see you, our home and our little baby. Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there. Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
The heart.
Lionel Richie with Running With The Night. They reached number 7 in the United States Billboard charts from 1983. And we started with R. Dean Taylor, Indiana Wants Me, number 5 from 1970. This half hour, we featured all Motown solo artists. Coming up after the break, we'll hear from more solo artists. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.